We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is always a weekly honor to have on our show the most popular Eagle, if not of all time, damn close, the great Jason Kelce, 2-0. Hi, Jason.
Angelo, how we doing?
Well, I know you're doing pretty well. I'm getting word now you got a couple of new projects. Let's start with a third baby. Jason, congratulations. Kylie is pregnant?
Kylie is pregnant, yes. We're getting our third girl coming in February, most likely, hopefully. I'm happy about it, but also we barely got control of two of them right now, so we'll see how this goes.
And I predict you will continue to try until you get a rugged offensive lineman male. Am I right about that, Jason?
I don't know. With the way things are looking, Angelo, I don't know how much longer we can keep trying here.
They are a lot to handle. I'm with you on that. And the other one is you have a new apparel line coming out. I'm looking at some of these things. I love your Brandon Gray one. Tell me what's going on with that, Jason.
Yeah, you know, I've been interested in starting a foundation for a while now, and it's kind of all come together here finally. And we've decided to kind of sell merchandise and apparel to raise funds that'll go back to, supporting Philadelphia's youth and giving kids opportunities to reach their potential. You know, I've been really fortunate to play a game and to be able to reach my dreams and play in the NFL for as long as I have. And a lot of that comes down to people that believed in me and supported me and inspired me. And that's what I want the brand to do. I want the brand to, one, be fun and something that Philadelphia is proud of, but also, two, be something that inspires and gives hope and encourages our young people in this city.
I don't know if I could even call them caricatures. The drawings of these teammates of yours are phenomenal. You got an artist for that? Yeah. That isn't you, right, Jason?
No, this is a Philadelphia artist, Bruno.
Oh.
We've partnered with pretty much everybody being in Philadelphia. That was a big emphasis of the foundation and the apparel line, was to really try and make this as Philadelphia of a product as we could. And there's an outstanding artist, Bruno. Athletes,
yep.
Works with Rec Philly, which is a kind of a hub for a lot of local Philadelphia artists in the area. And as soon as we saw the sketches, we knew he was the guy, and he did not disappoint.
Oh.
And hopefully this is just the beginning, but these initial sketches, I got to say, I don't know which one's my favorite. I like every single one of them, but he did such a great job.
Underdog PHL, and we'll be giving you more information as they get closer to the rollout. Tremendous course. Anything we can do to help, Jason, we're happy to do it. All right,
Thank you.
Let's talk about the offensive line, because there was a vast improvement from Detroit to facing the Vikings. Tell me what happened there. What did you guys clean up between the two games?
Well, we were all on the same page. You watch the Detroit game, there weren't too many guys getting beat physically or one-on-one and things like that. I mean, most of the issues that came in protection were, quite frankly, either my job to communicate better or just, you know, people not being on the same page or missing, their responsibility. Things that are all correctable, and we fixed that against, you know, Minnesota. I think that Minnesota's defensive line, really freaking good. I don't know that we're going to see many fronts better than what those guys are across the board. So I think we're really, really happy with the performance that happened out there on Monday night against a really, really tough group. And it was a good bounce back game for us and for me in particular.
Jason, what's with all these? I guess that crew was really focused on it. Ineligible linemen downfield. You guys got nailed three times. They got the other guys once. What was it any different than a normal game for you?
you know, we've run into this issue before last year, at the beginning of last season, and, you know, this is a big problem with it is we do a lot of the RPOs, and we want to be aggressive if we're going to run the ball, but we can't be too aggressive if we're going to throw the ball. So we have to really do a good job and be disciplined as an offensive line of not going downfield while also still creating a run lane if that ball is handed off. Then there's also a couple screens where guys left a little bit too early. They weren't timed up right. You know, I would love to bash officials and say that it was horseshit, but, I mean, we're downfield, and we got to stop doing that. We got to find a way to do our job and to open up holes and to time things up better so that we're not getting those penalties, because those can cost us, and they did cost us a couple of key drives and big plays throughout the game.
Hey, Jason, so you're on Monday Night Football, and it keeps showing your family. We're seeing Travis there. It appeared that he had quite a nice beer. It was a large one. And your parents, your family. Does that affect you at all? I mean, you've been around the block a few times now, but does it make you want to play even stronger because your family's right there in the building?
Yeah, I think it does. I think whenever there's whenever people have come out of their way to come in town, you know, as my mom, we were celebrating her 70th birthday, which is not for another couple weeks, but this is the game that kind of worked out the best. You know, my brother's in town. Everybody's there to see you. I think just energy-wise all weekend, you're kind of excited and happy that everyone's there. And then once the game finally gets going, I'm not going to lie, you're not thinking about that too much because you got other things going on. But I do think the impact has already been made, and you're already energized and excited to play a game.
It was cool. It was cool to see. All right, first half, arguably Jalen Hurts' finest in the NFL. Was his demeanor any different? Take us inside the huddle in the first half when he was just lighting it up every time you had the ball.
Yeah, I mean, his demeanor doesn't really change. He is who he is. He's always locked in. He's always this confident, cool, you know, collected individual. That's kind of who he's been even since his rookie year, coming in, stepping in Green Bay. It's just, I think, what his personality is. But, I mean, he was so dialed in. It felt like, you know, there wasn't anything that we couldn't do, especially early on in that game. I mean, everything he was executing on, making the right decision on, making a good throw. I mean, he's throwing some tight window balls out there. I mean, it was a really, really another great performance for Jalen. And, you know, I'm just happy that, you know, we've seen this progression all through training camp. We've seen it all through the preseason. And now we're seeing it real time in live games that count.
How different is he from Wentz on the field as a leader?
You know, everybody's got different ways of leading or different personalities. I think Jalen is a very the word I'm looking for. Jalen has like a very almost like a stoicism to him and calm confidence that I think really lends itself to making everybody feel comfortable in the huddle and feel comfortable with the offense. I think he does a phenomenal job of keeping locked in himself and to keeping everything going in a way that guys are moving. And, you know, I think that's just kind of who he is as a person. It's part of his personality. It's the way he answers questions in a press conference. That guy doesn't really ever get rattled. I think it's a really, really good trait to have as a quarterback. And that's one thing. You know, Carson has a lot of things that he does really, really well and does better than anybody else I've played with. I mean, Carson was an incredibly smart, incredibly dynamic player. He was a guy that was very, very vocal, trying to make changes, adjustments, things like that. And, I think they both are great leaders. They lead in their own unique ways. You know, Nick Foles was different. Every guy is going to be slightly different. And I don't – one of the things I love about Andy Reid and Nick Sirianni does this same thing is we really just try to embrace – and Doug Peterson did this as well. We really try to embrace guys for who they are and what lends themselves to being exceptionally unique and great players. And, you know, I don't think that there's traits that are necessarily that much better than any other one. I think when you have a team of guys, they all feed off of each other. They all embrace who they are as individuals and are excited to play for one another. Those end up being the best teams, and that's what leadership is. Leadership is just, you know, to me, allowing the guys next to you to embrace who they are and to go out there and support them to play the best that they can play.
Jason, you said a lot of kind things this week about Carson. Brandon Graham, who is as nice a guy as you'll ever meet in your life, said that there are some players in the locker room who had this date circled, Eagle players that would like to face and win against Wentz. Do you think that's true? And if so, is that because there's still a little residual bitterness over the way it ended here?
I can't speak to the residual bitterness. I don't feel that. I think whenever you're playing a former player, on both sides, you're going to have more emotions involved in the game. And Carson wasn't just a former player. You know, this is a guy that, you know, was an MVP caliber player, was a, you know, a big part of us winning a Super Bowl in 2018 or 17 season. And, you know, there's going to be emotions here. I'm sure Carson is going to be fired up, and it means a little bit more to him. You know, this is just the way it goes when you're playing a guy that you've played for a long time and you know that much. You know, I think that's kind of where I'm at with it. I don't know. Can't speak for everybody else. And I think, yeah.
Good answer. Good answer. Jason Kelce, again, congratulations on baby number 3. And good luck with Underdog PHL. And keep us updated on that, because that sounds like a tremendous cause. And the product is fantastic. So thank you as always, Jason. We'll talk next week.
All right, Angelo. Thanks for having me.
Jason Kelce with fast. I mean, I've been interviewing people for a long time. And Jonesy and I were looking at each other during some rather long pauses.
Trying to pick the right word.
Yeah, he was really, and stoic was a great word to discuss what happens with Hurts, right? But there's parts here, he just does.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.